Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, thanks for listening to Land Grant Holy Lands Uncut. I'm Thomas Costello. Uncut's a podcast that shares with you full audio from Buckeyes press conferences featuring players and coaches. This episode's a little bit different, but it is a special episode because it features former Ohio State women's basketball All-American and current WNBA superstar Kelsey Mitchell. The guard from the Indiana Fever talks about her time at Ohio State, their current form of the 19-0 Ohio State Buckeyes, and also being honored during Monday's game between the number 2 Ohio State Buckeyes and the number 10 Iowa Hawkeyes. There's a lot of good information in here, not just about her time as a Buckeye, but also playing professionally, and also things about off the court, like mental health and what she's looking to do outside of basketball once she's finished playing professionally. So before we get to Kelsey, if you haven't already, subscribe to Land Grant Holy Land on your favorite podcast platform. Not only will you hear current football news and coverage, but more from the women and men's basketball teams. Here's Kelsey Mitchell.
Hey, Kelsey, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. My name is Thomas. I'm with Land Grant Holy Land here. How does it feel being honored by the Buckeyes during Monday's game against Iowa?
It's kind of like a surreal feeling, honestly, because I haven't been there in a while due to like the whole like understanding how to be a professional at the next level. So I think it'll be a surreal moment, but it's one of those ones where it's like family is family, and being a Buckeye and being able to have that fan base still support me. I'm just super grateful, to be honest, man. Super grateful.
Hey, Kelsey, this is Whitney from NBC4 here in Columbus. I know you're very busy. Like you're saying, being a professional, it's definitely a whole thing. But have you gotten to watch right. The team this year? And what is it like to know that they're undefeated? They're doing all of these incredible things this year.
I follow the page as much as I possibly can. But I think the whole 18-0 and just being undefeated, period. It doesn't tell the whole story. I think even with being undefeated and them having success in the Big Ten, one of the best conferences in college basketball, I think the biggest part that I'm proud of is how they're handling it all. Obviously being one of those teams that haven't lost and being able to still like perform at a high level is just amazing. It just goes to show like the work that they've obviously put in and just buying into the culture and the program. So I think it's a very, really great thing to see.
Hey, Kelsey, Dan Hope from 11 Warriors. Just to follow up on that, I'm sure you'll be talking to the team. Just what is maybe your advice to them about how they can keep this going?
I think, honestly, man, the most important thing is to, like, I'm one of those people where it's less about me giving you advice. It's just more about knowing that they feel supported by people like, the alumni, the fans and all that. So I think for me, it'll be less of advice and more in just showing that support. It's showing that level of care that they need to kind of keep that push that they have going right now. So I just think I'll just be an advocate for support and just letting them know that, we're celebrating, the successes that they had and the successes that are to come.
And for you personally, 5 years into your WNBA career now, just how do you feel like your career has gone to this point, and what are your goals going into year 6?
Man, I would definitely love to be an all-star, man, just to be at that tipping point where, you compete with the best of the best and be a part of those conversations on a consistent basis. That's my goal. Obviously to be a part of every conversation where you got to talk about, tip for tat, the best in the league and being able to perform that way. It's been a long time coming. I made strides every year. on and off the floor. And I think the biggest part for me is to understand that my journey is mine and it don't belong to nobody else. So as long as I stay focused on my end goals and what's important for me, I think my goals will happen.
I know, you know, you all as a team probably haven't had the success that you want. Do you feel like things are headed in the right direction here for you all to be able to take a step forward this year?
Man, I honestly hope so. Like I said, winning hasn't been in favor for me and being a pro. So I think right now it's just about focusing on who's coming in. We've had a constant change in leadership with the Fever. And so I think for me, it's just about finding that balance and finding that stance of like good character and culture for our team, because we have so many rookies, man. And sometimes it gets tough about where the vision is. And I think as long as we all buy in, I think we got a chance.
Hey, Kelsey, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch. You talked about everyone has their own journey, and I think your journey, did you get your sports administration? Do you have that yet, your master's?
Yeah, I got my master's from the University of Cincinnati during COVID. So I got it in 2020.
Right. And I think I read something you said it provided you some perspective. I'm just trying to get a feel on that. You kind of are giving back now and really want to kind of be a role model. And I just wonder how that works with, like, when you were at Ohio State, it was all about kind of take shots, take it to the rim. Sports can be selfish. And now you're kind of maybe looking the other side of that. Is that fair? I mean, what do you want to achieve? Like, what's your long-term goal maybe away from the court?
For me, man, it's about making sure I'm giving back to the future generations. I think I put myself in a decent position to kind of like make sure that we can provide as much as we can. As I transition out the league, the future is what's important. I think having that degree and going to school and having the ability to kind of give back, it just goes to show that I want to be for the future. And I think future generations need us as much as we possibly can. And I think for me, it's just about that transition now. It's just making sure that they got all the resources that they need.
Is that something that's come to you fairly recently? Is it hard to have that perspective, let's say, when you're 18 years old and you're, you know, in college?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Right? It's all about you.
Yeah, like, you know, it's completely different. Yeah, it's completely different. I think one of the biggest parts about it all has been recognized like where you started and the growth that you made over time. And I think for me, a combination of having a lot of lows and like in that pro part and just not winning and understanding like why you're doing it and why, like what's supposed to come out of it. So being able to like kind of grow has shown me a lot. And I think at 18, I don't think I would have ever saw where I am now in my view, my vision for stuff now.
Kelsey, there are a couple players on the Buckeyes who've expressed publicly they want to go professional. What would you kind of say to a player like a Taylor Mikesell or somebody who's said that out loud about playing professionally in the WNBA or abroad?
If I could say anything to him, I think it would be run your own race, obviously. And, you know, whatever work and craft that you obey by and you abide by and up until this point, I would say continue to do it. It's nothing like, you know, tapping into your craft and sharpening your iron every day on a consistent basis. And I would just say whatever they do now, continue to tap into that and stay true to who they are.
And then also this is a part of the Maria's talking about a collaboration between the WNBA and NCAA. What would you kind of say to OSU women's basketball fans who maybe don't watch the WNBA? What would you say to them about getting into the product, watching the league, watching the Fever, or anybody else?
I would say telling them that the future is bright for where women's basketball is headed. And if you haven't been watching, you better start, because there's going to be a switch that gets flipped for the game of women's basketball and where it's going in the athleticism you see in college nowadays. And even us currently, the ones that are currently in the league, It just goes to show how good the basketball is and how legit the players are. We have a lot of talent. It's a lot of talent in the league, and I think you get into that whole thing about, you know, men and women. I think it's less about the gender, just more about the quality of basketball. And I think the women's side of things plays it well. I think we have so much athleticism and so much uniqueness to the game that if I could tell the fans that, I think that's important to know that our game is uniquely, it's uniquely fun. And I think that obviously we don't dunk as much or not at all, but I think we add a different form of respect to the game. And I think it's something people need to see.
And also you, another professional layer, you played for Athletes Unlimited last year. You left for a USA basketball camp. Now you're back this year. What are you kind of feeling about playing a full season of AU, and why do you like it so much?
Athletes, you said AU, right?
Yeah.
Athletes Unlimited, man, it's a unique league, man. It's one of those things, like I said, it's that transition of women's basketball, where it's going. To be able to play domestically without going abroad, it's a big deal for a lot of us. Me specifically, overseas hasn't always been, you know, the greatest experience, but it's taught me a lot. And to be able to play here domestically and still make a little money financially to be prepared for the season, it just goes to show the wheels that are constantly turning, that future aspect that I was telling you about and how we tap into the future of the basketball on the women's side. I think it just goes to show how much we have and how much we're worth and to domestically play. And it's a big deal for us.
And then my last question, I know you got injured late in the WNBA season last year. How are you doing just in general?
Man, I feel real good. I actually forget that the injury even happened. only part I remember is like being in a cast for like a month and a half. So that was tough. But other than that, I think my recovery went well. My rehab went really well. And I've been playing full throttle for the last like 2 months. So I feel really good about where I'm headed.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I think the Fever have 5 picks in this year's draft. Yeah. How much would you like to see one of those picks be a Buckeye?
Man, that would be great. I'm a Buckeye for life, so I'm an advocate for any athlete that comes from Ohio State University. I've tapped into a little bit of the wrestling, baseball, basketball on the men's side, of course the women's side, like football. So I'm an advocate to see one of our own be in that draft for sure.
Kelsey, you mentioned that you haven't been back in a while. So just how excited are you to be back in that arena, to step on that court? And this is a big game. I mean, just how excited are you for that energy that's going to be there tomorrow night?
I think honestly, if I had to say, Whitney, I'd just say how grateful I'd be to be a part of that atmosphere at this junction, at this part of my career. But being a Buckeye means a lot to me, and to know that the university wants me back and to be in support of the ladies. It just goes to show that relationship and that bond that was built over years and even years to come. So I'm just very, very happy to be a part of it. I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
Thanks so much. We're excited to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kelsey, I always ask the NBA guys about this when they transition from, you know, college to NBA. What was the wake-up call, if you can go back, you know, 5 years? The change, what hit you in the face? What was easier? What was harder about that move?
I would say it was less about the physical. It was just about mentally understanding how to be a pro. You go from playing college basketball, and then like a month later, you're in the WNBA. And then 3 months later, I go overseas and do that for another 6 and 7 months. It's just that continuous schedule of learning how to be a professional and figuring out what works for you. Your journey is not everybody else's. And so a lot of times people on the outside looking in think everything is supposed to be the same for every player, and it's impossible. I think individually, professionally, you have to figure out what works for you, what your style is, and understanding how you fit into the game and how to be a professional. So I think that was the hardest part for me.
What did you have to, how did you do that? What was your journey?
It's just time. It's time. It's experience. I honestly can't explain it to you. It's one of those things where you got to be a part of it. And everybody plays judgment and criticism on how to be a professional and how to train and how to, like, you know, just kind of like go about what other players is doing and try to put that stigma on everybody. And it's impossible, man. And I think one of the things I learned was just getting the experience of it all. From year one to year two to year three, is just everything was different. And I think going from one country to another country to play overseas basketball, then to come back and trying to like transition back to the WNBA, it's just one of those things where it's just a lot of experience, a lot of experience and time.
And last thing for me, hopefully, is, you know, you're undefeated when you're Ohio State. Like, how hard is that to do? What's the challenge to doing that? Is it just that you just don't feel it one game, and but you still have to suck it up and play? I mean, it's not just a talent thing. It's got to be a challenge, because with every win, the pressure amps up just a little bit. What gets in the way of winning streaks?
I think, honestly, man, it's based on culture and character. It's nothing like, obviously, not having, feeling the best or mentally on the floor, off the floor, being there and being present in the moment. But it's nothing like, it's also nothing like having good culture and good people around you to kind of pick you up. If you're not feeling it and if things are not going well for you individually, I think good culture and good character makes for that. And I think that based on how things have been going for the ladies this year, I think they've established a really good culture to kind of keep themselves humming in the right direction, good, better, and different.
I lied. I have one more. Your support system, how important is it in the WNBA? I know when you were in Columbus, your dad, your sister, a few other people. But once you become a pro, you're kind of out there on an island a little bit. Did you still tap into the same support system, or do you have to kind of rely on yourself a little more?
I would say you rely on yourself a lot more. When you're making them flights and them trips by yourself abroad and doing stuff kind of on your own, and, you know, the service get whack, the Wi-Fi don't work and all that kind of stuff, you just kind of, you tap into who you're trying to figure out, you tap in to figure out who you are mentally. At the end of the day, it's you versus you. So I think once you establish that self-esteem and that self-care for yourself, that's a part of understanding how to be a professional, and understanding how to go about staying sane, even when it's tough. So I think you tap into a little bit more of who you are and become a little bit more selfish about what's important for you.
It sounds like you, when you grow up like you did and you're playing and you're scoring at Ohio State and the whole thing, that can become your identity. It sounds to me like some of your perspective is you're able to separate the professional basketball player from the person maybe better than it used to. And that sounds healthy.
Man, nothing like that. Honestly, I can't lie to you, man. Ain't nothing like having a healthy mindset to be able to physically compete. You got to be okay with where you are mentally to be able to step on the floor physically. And I think the older I've gotten is the more I've understood. I've become at peace with what my journey is going to be. And once you become at peace with who you are, I think life's a little bit better.